Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Michael Sossam is our guest. He's Vice President with Berman & Company. Michael, tell us about Berman & Company.
Yeah, we're a PR firm in D.C., about 40 people that has developed a reputation over the years, I think, for doing campaign work that's a little bit more aggressive and edgy. And we stand for consumer freedom, and we stand against big labor overreach and the kind of stuff we're talking about.
Right, exactly. Like minimum wage getting out of hand. And it's been proven, I mean, for decades now, the research – is settled science, as the climate change zealots say, is settled science, isn't it, that when minimum wage is raised, it hurts the people that they intend to help?
I think it's just about as settled as you can get, you know, just as sure as death and taxes, that when the minimum wage goes up, that jobs are lost. And I think especially in this new era of the $15 minimum wage, I mean, I think the evidence has been crystal clear that what we predicted was going to come to pass.
Where are those examples? Is Seattle an example?
Seattle's a good example. San Francisco in the Bay Area is a great example.
What happened in those places when they raised minimum wage to $15 an hour?
You know, in Seattle, there was a study that basically found that employees had actually lost income on average of about $125 a month.
Wow.
Because they lost so many hours of work. And in San Francisco, they've had each dollar increase. There was a Harvard study that found a 14% increase in restaurant closures. In fact, you know, there was an article in the New York Times recently that talked about a new trend in San Francisco dining called fine casual, where it's a fine dining restaurant that you essentially serve yourself. If you want a drink,
wow,
if you want a refill on your glass of wine, you go up to the bar and you get it yourself.
That's not fine dining. That's a picnic.
This is what happens when you raise labor.
That's
costs
a picnic, Michael.
$40 roast chicken. Yeah.
I'm not going to pay you $35 for a steak if I have to get my own cocktail sauce or whatever.
It's a new way of thinking about things.
You know, I'm imagining that I tell the waiter, hey, I need, I'd like some ground pepper on my steak. And he says, get it yourself. Don't you know where you are?
if you've ever been to Ed DeBevick's in Chicago, you'll know the feeling.
Yeah. So what are they going to do about those places? Is the government entrenched on that, or are they realizing that they need to back it off? And I mean, once you go up on something, you can't take it back, can you?
It's rare. In fact, I can't think of a single example other than maybe one or two things where a wage increase has been rolled back. And in fact, this fall, if for your listeners who are in Missouri, for instance, there is going to be, and in Arkansas, actually, there's going to be minimum wage increases on the ballot. And they're not being funded by people in state. They're being supported by a couple of big labor dark money groups in D.C. and New York.
Wow.
Who are basically saying, you know, we know there's a Senate race in Missouri, and so we're going to – I mean, they just cut a $3 million check.
Well, all they want to do, but see, here's the thing. That dark money, all they want is to use minimum wage as a political football. In my opinion, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong here, Michael, the unions, the real unions, the not dark money, union money, they got to realize that at some point in time, even though they like minimum wage increases historically, they got to realize at some point in time, did we lose? Are you there, Michael? I think we may have lost Michael. They got to, folks, they got to realize at some point in time, this money going up, like this wages going up like that is costing them jobs. You can't organize, folks. You can't organize a kiosk. The more minimum wage goes up, the more people are going to be putting in kiosks. We have technology now. In 1970s, when the minimum wage went up, that was inflationary. Today, when minimum wage goes up, we buy more technology, right, Michael? So I think we lost Michael. I think he would have agreed with me, folks. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.